Sure. I mean, several of them I've actually spoken to already. There were three points that are kind of.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Dr. Everything be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
this is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518- 622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Trump, Mount Rushmore, COVID, and the KKK. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Hosapa is the traditional name the Lakota people give the sacred center of their universe. The region is also known as the Black Hills in South Dakota, home to Mount Rushmore, itself named after a gold rush lawyer and speculator. The Mount Rushmore Monument features the sculpted heads of four U.S. presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt, blasted out of the ancient granite between 1927 and 1941 by 400 workers, directed by the sculptor Lutzen Borglum. Earlier, he was recruited by the Daughters of the Confederacy to carve the huge stone mountain memorial to Confederate leaders in Georgia. While he left that project in a dispute, Stone Mountain allowed Borglum to hone his mountain carving skills, enabling the Rushmore Monument. Borglum was close to the Ku Klux Klan and was likely a member. On Friday, July 3rd, kicking off this weekend's Independence Day holiday, President Donald Trump is rallying at Mount Rushmore with a fighter jet flyover and fireworks, which are banned in the area due to extreme forest fire potential. With 7,500 people expected, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, a staunch Trump ally, declared,
"We'll be giving out free face masks if they choose to wear one, but we won't be social distancing."
Face masks will not be required. This comeback event occurs as the U.S. suffers an explosion of COVID-19 cases and a charged national debate on how to deal with statues and symbols enshrining systemic racism. Tribal governments and activist organizations in the region are calling for the event's cancellation. Oglala Sioux President Julian Bear Runner told The Guardian newspaper, "The lands on which that mountain is carved and the lands he's about to visit belong to the Great Sioux Nation." Bear Runner added, "He doesn't have permission from its original sovereign owners to enter the territory at this time. It's going to cause an uproar if he comes here." Nick Tilson, Oglala Lakota organizer, said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour,
"The Black Hills are the Hisapa in our language. Is is the place that we connect to Creator. It's a place where we go pick our medicines. Our people have been traveling there for thousands of years and following the actual star constellations to go to our sacred sites at different times. And so this place is very, very, sacred to our people. And so the act of, one, stealing our land and then carving the faces of four white men who were colonizers, who committed genocide against indigenous people, is an egregious act of violence. And then, furthermore, for it to be celebrated as this shrine of democracy. You know, some people don't know. I mean, people talk about Abraham Lincoln as being one of the better presidents in the history of the country. Well, you know, people don't realize that on one end, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and then he also ordered the largest mass hanging in the history of the United States when he ordered the hanging of 38 Dakota people after the uprising in Dakota Territory in southern Minnesota. And so these parts of this history are the truth and the reality. And so this is an act of violence and aggression against us. And it's also pushing this falsehood narrative about American democracy when we actually really should be uplifting the truths of what happened throughout history and how those truths are directly connected to the disparities that exist today in society amongst indigenous people.
Trump's ill-timed inflammatory spectacle is reminiscent of his failed June rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was scheduled to fall on Juneteenth, a day that celebrates the end of slavery in 1865, at a venue not far from the scene of one of the worst massacres of African Americans in U.S. history, the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. Under pressure, Trump moved his rally to June 20th, the day after Juneteenth. 1 million people pre-registered for the rally, but local police estimated less than 6,500 actually attended, with thousands of empty seats in the arena, and an outdoor stage built to accommodate 40,000 was empty. It was a public relations disaster of epic proportions for the Trump-Pence campaign. The U.S. government acknowledged tribal sovereignty over the Black Hills in two separate Fort Laramie treaties in 1851 and 1868, committing the land, quote, for the absolute and undisturbed use and occupancy of the Sioux, unquote. In the 1870s, gold was discovered there, and the U.S. Army drove the indigenous people out. The decades-long armed indigenous resistance to the waves of settler colonists effectively ended with the Army's brutal massacre of Lakota women, children, and the elderly at Wounded Knee on December 29, 1890. The resistance never died, though. Despite the poverty and violence institutionalized by the reservation system, in the late 1960s and 70s, occupations of Alcatraz Island and Wounded Knee highlighted Native American demands for justice. More recently, during the standoff at Standing Rock, representatives from over 200 tribes from throughout the Americas successfully delayed the Dakota Access Pipeline. Indigenous frontline resistance is still at the fore, continuing to challenge DAPL, as well as the Trump-approved Keystone XL pipeline, the Alberta tar sands in Canada, and at numerous resource extraction sites in the Amazon. Indian country has been particularly hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, and tribes have taken action to protect themselves. Both the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe and the Oglala Sioux enforced roadblocks, allowing in only reservation residents and guests. Governor Kristi Noem threatened legal action and appealed to the Trump administration for help. After the White House threatened to withhold COVID-19 relief funding, the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe filed suit against Trump in federal court. The case is pending. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Chairman Harold Frazier has joined Julian Bear Runner of the Oglala Sioux in calling for the removal of the Mount Rushmore Memorial. Said Frazier, "Nothing stands as a greater reminder to the great Sioux Nation of a country that cannot keep a promise or treaty than the faces carved into our sacred land on what the United States calls Mount Rushmore," unquote. Vigorous indigenous-led protests are planned. This week alone, Trump retweeted a video of a supporter shouting, "White power."
White White power! Yes, there you go, white power!
Trump also signed an executive order to preserve monuments, including Confederate statues. From Tulsa to the Black Hills, our white supremacist in chief fans the flames of racism he hopes will propel him to re-election. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high of 87 and a low around 62. Monday should also be mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a low around 59. And then Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 83 and a low around 63. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
And covering Columbia, Green counties, and such. Yeah, question that even goes off. I wonder, huh?
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live near the lights. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Radio live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson.
That was Mercy, Mercy Me, Ecology by Marvin Gaye. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Censored. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather. Thank you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Protests continued July 1st in Chatham, Ghent, Kingston, Saratoga, and Troy, and July 2nd in Socrates and online. Criminal justice reform advocates and a few state lawmakers held an online rally complaining about the changes to New York's bail reform laws that took effect July 2nd.
While state legislators recently passed a few police reform bills, they previously rolled back bail reforms passed last year that these advocates say will send more people to jail. In their online protests, they also discussed enacting elder parole, a fair and timely parole act, halting solitary confinement, repealing provisions commonly known as walking while trans, and adding a Protect Our Courts Act. There are more in-person protests planned July 3rd in Peekskill, Potsdam, and Newburgh. On July 4th, there are more events in Colony, Carmel, and New Plants. There is also a protest planned in Kingston on July 4th, but it is very different from these other racial justice demonstrations. A libertarian who has been guest hosting the conspiracy theory Alex Jones show on Infowars.com, Gerald Celente, is hosting something he calls Occupy Peace, where he asserts that people should not have to wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus. Here is Celente explaining why people should attend his event.
By the politicians that launched the COVID war. It's not coming back. What arrogant freaks we have running the show. And the people better stand up and fight for their freedom. And I'm doing everything I can, as Alex Jones does as well, holding that rally yesterday. And I'm holding one up here in Kingston on the Four Corners of Freedom, the Crown Gardens, historical museum setting, 1774 house, 1763, 1750, and 1691. Where the seeds of democracy were sown. Judge Napolitano will be here as one of the speakers. You go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, for more information. I'm not going down with this, man. I am not going to live my life in misery that they're inflicting upon us. You're not allowed to have a good time, Celente. I am your governor, slime dictator Cuomo. I will tell you what to do.
Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A corrections officer at Coxsackie Correctional Facility in Greene County is being treated at Albany Medical Center for a fractured skull and a broken sternum after he was attacked by a man incarcerated at that facility. The officer's condition was not immediately known. The attack was alleged to have occurred June 29th, according to James Miller, communications specialist for New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association. Miller said the CO was escorting the man to the showers and took the mechanical restraints off his wrist when the attack was alleged to have taken place. Miller said the 22-year-old man was eventually placed in a special housing unit. The incident has been reported to the state police. Michael Mazzella, the union's Mid-Hudson Region Vice President, said, and I quote, "The day before the attack, a fellow union member sent a memo to supervisors at Coxsackie expressing concerns about staffing levels not being adequate to run the inmate shower safely. The following day, his concerns came to fruition in this vicious attack," end quote. On June 15th, a corrections officer at Green Correctional, also located in Coxsackie, was attacked and beaten by a man incarcerated at that facility. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brian Gavin is reporting for the Times Union. The anticipated prolonged absentee ballot count in the Democratic primary for Albany County District Attorney may not take so long after all. The campaigns of DA David Soares and challenger Matthew Toporowski have now agreed to let high-speed ballot counting machines record the nearly 20,000 ballots remaining. Officials said the process of counting the ballots should now be complete no later than next week. By the end of the day, July 1st, Soares led Toporowski 9,211 to 8,020. Soares, 50, of Glenmont, is a four-term incumbent seeking a fifth four-year term. Toporowski, 34, of Albany, is an attorney in private practice and a one-time prosecutor for Soares. Count is being overseen by Democrat County Elections Commissioner Matthew Klein and Republican County Elections Commissioner Rachel Bleeding. And you can read the poll story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A documentary with the working title Trump Land is scheduled to film at various locations in the village of Catskill sometime during the next 2 weeks. Village President Vincent Seely said the village board received the proposal about 2 weeks ago via email. Board found the proposal, and I quote, agreeable, end quote, but a formal vote on the plan was not required, he said. Catskill Town Supervisor Dale Finch learned about the film July 1st from the Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Department. The documentary will be produced by The Front and is about politics in local communities. A five-person crew will conduct interviews with Catskill residents on Main Street, Bridge Street, Broom Street, and West Street. Finch said the filming focuses more on the village than the town, but he voiced some concern about the content of the show. Referencing the proposed title, he said, and I quote, I don't know if this is a good way to characterize the town or village of Catskill, end quote. A representative from The Front, based in Brooklyn, declined to comment on the production. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daily Freeman is reporting what is open and what is closed for the Independence Day holiday this weekend. While Saturday is the 4th of July, some offices and services will have schedule changes on Friday, July 2nd. Amtrak is on holiday schedule Friday and Saturday. The banks are open Friday and closed Saturday. County offices are closed Friday. Federal offices are closed Friday. And financial markets are closed Friday. Greene County Transit will have no service on Friday. There will be no mail delivery on Saturday. Metro North will have normal schedules on Friday and Saturday, and state offices will be closed on Friday. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy and safe Independence Day weekend.
Listening to River by Ibe. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Censored. Today, I'm here with Walter White and Soraya, and me, and Phoebe's here too, and it's your girl AJ. How are y'all?
How you doing, AJ?
What's good?
Walter White in the building. How you doing, Soraya?
Soraya, how are you? Alright, AJ Sill, or DJ Sill, whatever you want to call it. Go Sill, okay.
Okay, DJ Sill, a.k.a. Sorrel. We got it this time.
Alright.
All views, fears expressed on Clubhouse Radio, our truth, and may not represent the views and opinions of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Yay. So we here discussing
environmental justice.
Again. So what do you guys think about that?
I think it's important to love the environment. Like, this is your world. You should take care of it. Because, like, the future generation, if we're not doing it now, then think about it. Come, like, a year or two later, we could all be gone because we didn't learn.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm happy that, you know, being at your young age, that you're very interested in the way you are with this thing, because it's up to you guys. It's up to you guys, because you know, Walter White's almost on his way out of here.
Well, you're not that old, Walter. Hush. Hush, Walter. You're not that old, bro.
No, but yeah, it's a serious topic. It's, like, it's a touchy one, too.
Yeah.
You know, right, DJ Sil? So what you think? On environmental justice, do you, like, care about the earth?
Yeah.
So you think people should do better?
Yes.
How could they?
Like, what are some ways that they could do better in helping our earth?
If they see somebody littering, they could tell them to throw out their trash.
Okay, so standing up for pollution and all that. So there are, like, many people in the world that are doing creative ways to, like, get rid of plastic pollution. My friends and I, we had to do these projects in school, and she had plastic pollution, and she found out about these people who are selling bracelets, and for every bracelet bought, a pound of plastic is removed from the ocean. So it was really cool. We found a lot of
stuff. Whoa, it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very important too. You know, I was ignorant to the whole environmental thing for a long time.
Right.
You know,
because you're just like, oh.
Well, you know, I was like, you know, well, we recycle.
Right.
You know,
we'll recycle.
I didn't know how deep it was until I started doing, like, research on, you know, wells and stuff, you know, showing up dead on beach shores. And then,
makes me sad watching all
that. When they were cutting open their stomachs and I seen the plastic and all of the garbage and stuff that was in their stomach, I was like, oh, okay, so this is more serious than what I intended. You know?
Like, can't just recycle the whales, y'all.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm all for it now. I think, like somebody was saying yesterday, that we have to attack these major corporations, and so we gotta start doing more. Like, we gotta start standing out.
There's
there
going to
rallying, maybe protesting, going hard.
Right.
You know,
there's going to be a law passed that's like, in grocery stores, they're getting rid of plastic bags. Like I said, my friend did a lot of research, and I was helping her. And
oh, really?
So there's a law passed, and it's already in effect in some states, that there's going to be no more plastic bags in grocery stores. They're all going to be paper and boxes. Like,
wonderful.
Because plastic bags are one of the most hazardous things around here. So they're trying to... Plastic was really like a replacement for other things.
Then they just started OD'ing with it.
Right. Like, plastic was a replacement for paper, and now paper's going to be the replacement for plastic, and it's going back and forth. Right. So we came up with a bunch of creative ways for, like, as a solution, because you have to have a solution. That was, like, the whole project. And another thing was, we had this thing, like, if we, like, when you go to restaurants and you bring your own cup, they should have, like, a stamping system, like a reward system. So every time, like, you bring your cup back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, like, on your 10th, like, stamp, you get, like, something free. Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that would, like, encourage people not to, like, have plastic cups, and it won't be a need for them.
Uh-huh. Pretty smart thing to, you know, do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get back into some more music for
this
a little bit.
Is censored after all. So
yes, it wouldn't be censored without the music.
Yeah, so we picked out some great music this week that features environmental justice and artists who are really thinking about music as a way to do that kind of, like, community awareness and building and all of that.
I didn't even know it was so many different music related issues
in this thing.
Until I started to look it up, and then I was like, wow, everybody's on board.
Yeah,
just Lil Dicky and his 500 featured song.
I know, we'll get to Lil Dicky later, but first we'll start with something that's been around a little bit longer, because there's been other musicians who have been doing this fight. This first song we're going to listen to and we can break down is called Trouble in the Water, which was a video done by the Hip Hop Caucus, which features a lot of major hip hop artists. Common, unsurprisingly, always doing activism, is in that group. Malik Yusuf and Kumasi are on this particular piece, and this came out actually in 2015 or 16, so, you know, they were thinking about this back a while, and it was actually in response to the Flint water crisis,
because
the big, and when we talk about environmental justice, we're not just talking about the damage to the earth, but we're also talking about, like, the injustices that have gotten to this point.
You hear that, Floyd Mayweather? If you're out there, spend some money and get some water in there.
Yeah, so
stop buying $18 million watches.
Yeah.
Flint needs water.
Exactly. This song was actually made to help demand that Governor Snyder establish a compensation fund for the victims of Flint, which, you know, still has not really been resolved. And all we're really going to see is more and more, I think, of these crises. But
right.
Anyway, let's listen to this one.
Let's get into it.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Break it down. Trouble in the water.
Water moves, new world order rules. Through hurricanes, the pain is made audible. Sound waves, Chi-town graves dug deep. Water dirty like the police that flood streets. Blood on the beach, sandstorms on the streets. A man's form can be transformed with the heat of the moment. We think our opponent is overseas, but we messing with Mother Nature's ovaries. It's a cruel winter, summer don't know itself. I say get green, but all know is wealth. I know I'm supposed to help, that's what I'm made for. I'm a made man, but I ain't a maid though. God's gift to this earth, that's what she prayed for. They ain't been stable since Cain killed Abel.
Troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children, troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children, troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children, troubled in the water,
troubled in the water. In the beginning was the word, and then he made water. Then he made man, and then came the slaughter, slaughter, slaughter. Everything was peaceful till you showed up on the land of other people. Contaminate the ocean, now the water is lethal. 4 bucks for 2 liters, that should be illegal. Amigo, Evo, Contigo, can't even find Nemo. The water used to be see-through, wish weapons was food, then we all be feared. I wish narcotics was fruit, I got them apples in red. The nemesis since Genesis. When the water starts to kill the fish, that's when you know how ill it is. Still it is, they do the unthinkable. Water same color as tea, that's still deemed drinkable. Survival of the fit, how we was brought up, but never taught us prepare for world, world water.
Troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children. Troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children. Troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children. Troubled in the water, troubled in the water, children.
It's a 911 with no ambulance. Fresh and salt water way out of balance. Stop with this goof. Ice water challenge. The ocean ain't your mug. Trash can living in the gas land. Fire water flow straight out of the faucet. Now fire water flow straight out of the faucet. We rip in the planet. Mother Earth is accosted. So what the f*** is cracking with all this fracking? They go f*** around and release the cracking. Trouble in the water used to mean that a shark could eat you. Now you got a better chance of bumping in the shark, Keisha. I'm part creature. Gorilla monsoon tracks for Jesus to talk on. Disease to disease for Jesus to walk on. Heal our Mother Earth, cause she way too big for us to put chalk on. Good music!
Trouble in the water. Trouble in the water. Children. Trouble in the water. Trouble in
cut this camera off, stand up, please. Keep fighting, keep fighting. Whatever you do, keep fighting.
Oh my God.
That was great, bro.
Can I just take time out to say how really good that song was?
That was really good, and it was like really
real. I'm
like
blown away.
Right, it was real. They weren't just like, stop pollution, don't do this, don't do that. They were like, listen, it's a problem, fix it. Y'all need to get it together.
Lyrics were on point.
Everything was on point. I love that.
I love it.
That was great.
Love that.
Wow.
What do you think, DJ Sil?
I like the song. I like the song, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I liked it. It was like...
It was very well put together.
It was a bop.
Thought out.
It was a bop.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Love everything it stood about.
It was like... It just like... It hit... It did what it was supposed to do.
And more.
And more. Yeah. Thank you for that. I was like,
I almost wanted to hit it back. Like, rewind.
I mean, we could do that. We do have that power.
Okay, okay.
We're the masters of our own radio experience, right. Which is awesome. Yeah, but, yeah, any lyrics or pieces that really stuck out, like things that were coming through?
They were getting really deep, but there was, like, one particular line.
It was something about summer. Like, I heard it. It was, like, I don't have the lyrics in front of me. You have them?
I think Danny's got her copy. Walter White's got her copy. I haven't watched that. We'll get tighter.
It'll get better as we go on.
But yeah, I mean, I think what I really appreciate about the Hip Hop Caucus is like they're, you know, a lot of times environmental justice issues can be totally whitewashed. There's sort of this way in which it's just like, oh, it's a problem and everybody's got to stop using plastic bags. And
okay.
Like,
oh, yeah, that was my favorite line. There were so many good lines, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But my favorite one was the nemesis since Genesis, when the water start to kill a fish. That's when you know how ill it is.
I like that. Wow. That hit me like, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm excited.
You can't see our high five. We like high five.
I high fived the mic. Sorry.
I'm just like so glad to know that like music that is activism can still just be like good music. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like yeah, like I would pop to this on
like,
regular.
Oh, good. At least you can listen to like good music in
like
the end
times.
I was
getting chills and my hands started sweating.
Right,
when you said
right.
That line.
Ew, your hands are sweaty now that you think about it.
It's lotion though.
Yeah. Okay. Like we could be in the radio. Like this is a song like you would turn on in the car on the radio. Like okay, like this is a bop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would listen to this.
Mm-hmm. And you learn something
and
at the
you,
same
like,
time.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's like one of those songs in school where they trick you into learning by learning the song. Like you know, like the all the Bill Nye and like they trick you into learning. Have you seen the video of Bill Nye?
He's been wilding out lately. The world on fire and he gets like really angry about it.
What's up with him? Why has he been wilding out like that lately? He's been cursing and everything now.
Yeah, he's lost it. He's just so mad that the earth is burning and loves the earth so much.
He's like, y'all don't know
passionate
how to act.
You know? And like this has just been going for so long and I just feel like the trends and the things that are being named in these songs, it's just like, you know, we were listening to New World Water, right? Most stuff, which you can't play on the radio because it's too fantastic. But but that was, you know, from 1998 with the same sort of messages of like who owns the water? They're bottling up the water. There's no clean water. And then, you know, we opened the song with Mercy or Mercy Me Ecology from 1968. Marvin Gaye talking about the oceans.
I wasn't even born then.
Yeah. So it's just like.
I was a distant thought.
There's this long, powerful legacy of environmental justice music activism.
I just can't get over that line, though. That line was so fly.
Drop it again. Drop it again for us.
Drop it again.
You know, the nemesis is Genesis. When the water start to kill a fish, that's when you know how ill it is.
let me see.
Love that line.
All right. Well, let's maybe do another song.
Yeah, let's
and
get
this
into
is,
it.
This song
something
is...
Something from this spoke to me here, too.
Was it Common or the middle guy or the last guy?
I think those lyrics are out of order. I'm sorry if that's confusing.
I think no, they actually are in place.
I think
they're good.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Because like it was like blood on a beach, sandstorms on the street. Blood on the beach is a reference to the Chicago race riot of 1919. That like had me like ooh, and then it kept going where the African American children swarm into an area reserved only for Caucasians. Sandstorms on the street is a reference to the aquatic animals who are dying because of polluted bodies of water. That had me like oh
yeah, that's super
that,
deep.
That one I felt that one, so that was pretty great. I was like oh, let me just.
She felt that.
Yeah, I did. I felt that.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, even Bill Nye, he was like, back in, when you guys were children, no problem explaining this to you, but you guys are big kids now. You like, you got to get it together. Like,
get it together.
You know. Get it together, Cannon.
I think, you know, it's
I'm
important
tired of
to
your
hold.
I'm not playing these games, Cheryl.
All right. The earth is burning. No, seriously.
He literally set the earth on fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, that's making that strong statement, being like, yeah, this is real.
Right,
can't mess around.
Right.
All right, so this next song, we'll see how we feel about the music itself, but this is called Boombox Warfare, which is one of several songs that's come out and been produced by Earth Guardians, which is a youth-based art and music collective of activists.
See how we be dropping the knowledge? I need to tune in. Clubhouse Radio.
There it is.
90.7 WGX.
where you learn lessons that you can't learn.
Uh-huh. That's so
right.
Shutescott Martinez, who's Native American, is a person who's been spearheading a lot of these. He's actually been making hip-hop about environmental stuff since he was six. So he just turned 18. And this song features Jaden Smith, who a lot of folks know.
Okay, Jaden.
Uh-huh. And so this is called Boombox Warfare, and it's specifically about kind of music and how it can influence the world.
Y'all
so
need to tune into Clubhouse Radio. You learn things that you can't learn in a classroom. We keep it real with y'all, so let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Stay cool, 2 years running, and I'm still in the same shoes. You couldn't say my name till the fame came through. Now everywhere I go, people telling me to stay true. I'm getting criticism for this life that I'm living. You should spend more time with the message, and that's what rhymes you're written. You shouldn't be a rapper, get out the studio. They don't understand that music makes this revolution grow. You see this rhythm speaks, study the history. People singing songs of freedom while we marching in the streets. Yes, this is critical, this is my resistance. Artists hold more power than these crooked politicians. This is boombox warfare. Gathering a cipher, music draws the intersections, make the circles wider. Cool the earth's climate when I'm spitting fire. When I battles with the microphone, I get the youth inspired. Truth is higher within a method of communication. And hip-hop culture is our greatest tool for liberation. Fill it in the waves of the music we steady making. Our future generations walk the roads that we already paving. Rhythm of the movement, revolution through the sweetest. This is a generation up, the masses when the bass hit. I'ma touch the world, we started in the basement. I can feel the sound, racing through the speakers. Rhythm of the movement, revolution through the sweetest. Lift your hands up, the masses when the bass hit. I'ma touch the world, we started in the basement.
This is for the air I'm raising. I'ma walk and I'ma know my place.
In the morning and I see people suffering, I'm just like, what's in front of me? No one cares if they're hungry, and they're walking right over them cause they're thinking they're under me. I would look up at them as a child and be wondering if I fly as a butterfly, my dream or a bumblebee is what going extinct. Will we still live on in eternity? And the answers to questions I have never have certainty, so I gather the knowledge all on my own because learn is free. On my own university is the mission's rep courtesy. I could take a rhythm, chop it, turn it to surgery. I could go see Crow and play a show up in Germany. What's with the books and poetry and the urgency? My homie, just listen. It's the one world vision, a grand unification of life on earth. The mission is clear, so if you with it, baby, we can get with it. Me and X and the bass is just chilling, and we out. Boombox warfare, chilling in the cipher. Bring it down low so we can get the people higher. Step one, break free, only the beginning. Gave it to the world, and not everybody is free. Through the sound, racing through the speakers. Rhythm of the movement, revolution through the sweetest. This is a generation up, through the bass when the bass hit. I'ma touch the world, when we started in the basement. I can feel the sound, racing through the speakers. Rhythm of the movement, revolution through the sweetest. Lift the hands up, through the bass when the bass hit. I'ma touch the world, when we started in the basement. This is boombox warfare, gathering a cipher. Hyping that we spit this against the people higher. In the streets, we break beats on a pavement. Everybody singing, and this music is a language. Language, language. Music is a language, man. Yeah, music is a language, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I think this one, I really liked that.
And we back. Walter White.
AJ.
DJ Still.
DJ Still.
Phoebs.
Building.
Yes, Phoebs.
It's dropping that knowledge on ya.
Clubhouse Radio.
Yeah, oh,
Clubhouse,
my God. Clubhouse I felt Radio. This. I felt this right here.
Which line did you feel, Almighty?
It says, yes, this is critical. This is my resistance. Artists hold more power than this crooked politics.
Yeah, I did see you make a little.
I went.
Yeah, you was like. Yeah.
So that's fire. That's
that
fire.
Line was so, that line is tough. Very tough.
And the boombox warfare gathering the cipher. Like, oh my God. And then the one about people being hungry. I'm like, yes, people are. Oh.
I love that song. I love the song too because it gave me like a 90s backpack feel.
Right. It gave you a do, 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 do.
Yeah. It wasn't no samples in there.
Right.
It was all. It sounded real original.
Yeah. It sounded like it would be playing in one of those old school boomboxes you put over the back of your neck.
I just picture like everybody like on outside a at a rally with bags on, screaming, you know, environmental justice.
Right, chaining themselves to trees.
Yep. I like that.
Well, we are actually already at the halfway point in our show, which is amazing. Wow. So we're going to have to take another break and give our listeners a chance to catch up on the afternoon news update.
It's beautiful out, people.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's hot. It's hot.
But then we're going to just keep coming back and keep playing some amazing songs related to environmental justice and the earth that we care about. So we're going to have some new DJs coming on to the show and swapping out. So I thank DJ AJ and DJ Sil for being with us today.
Hey, yo.
DJ Sil on the building.
DJ Sil.
AJ Walter White signing off. Clubhouse Radio.
Love.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Coeymans Police Chief Daniel Contento says his department is ahead of the curve and has already revamped its policies, specifically those related to the use of force by police officers. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo last month signed an executive order making state funding to police contingent on each department developing a plan to, and I quote, reinvent and modernize police strategies, end quote, including the use of force guidelines. The plans must be adopted by April 1st, 2021. Contento said, and I quote, when I took over as chief, I started working on bringing the department's policies up to date and into the current century. It's still a work in progress, but our section, use of force, was the most drastically changed section prior to the current events, end quote. In light of the protest and the governor's order, Contento said he spent several days reworking the policies again. He said, and I quote, I can tell you the use of chokeholds was not in the previous version, and it will be clearly spelled out in the new version, end quote. Coeymans Town Supervisor George McHugh said he had confidence in the community's ability to respond to the challenge of developing a new plan. McHugh said, and I quote, we currently find ourselves in strange and challenging times, and at times even a bit scary, end quote. The supervisor said he generally supports greater transparency in all areas of government, including law enforcement. Ravenna Mayor Bill Miskiraka pointed out that policing is handled by the town. Miskiraka said, and I quote, my only thought would be that we put the focus on to serve and protect rather than ticket and fine, end quote. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media nearly 11,000 homes were left without power after a strong storm system moved through Green and Columbia counties late July 2nd. Central Hudson Gas and Electric reported 3,000 customers without power in northern Green County. The largest number of outages occurred in the towns of Coxsackie and New Baltimore. National Grid said more than 6,000 of its customers in northern Columbia County were left in the dark. Kinderhook, Valencia, Niverville, and parts of the town of Chatham were hardest hit, and nearly 2,000 outages were reported in the town of Ghent by New York State Electric and Gas. The storms began moving through both counties just before 6 p.m., bringing high winds and heavy rain. Much of the area was under a severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service at about 5:50 p.m. There have been multiple reports of trees and wires down, and in at least three instances, falling trees landed on buildings on Mill Street in New Baltimore, Bushnell Avenue in Catskill, and Hilltop Road in Germantown. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. WRGB Albany is reporting Albany International Airport has received a New York State Department of Transportation grant totaling $4.15 million. The money was made available through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. It will finance a project to replace passenger boarding bridges to maintain the efficient movement of passengers at the airport. U.S. Representative Paul Tonko said, and I quote, As we continue ramping up our Capital Region economy after months of waiting, delivering these investments that make our transportation system safer, more accessible, and more efficient is more crucial than ever. End quote. The CARES Act includes $10 billion in funds to be awarded as economic relief to eligible U.S. airports affected by the prevention of, preparation for, and response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And you can read the full story at cbs6albany.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe 4th of July weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Agra, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to Global Warning by Lady Moon and the Eclipse. Also, I just want to give a quick shout out to them because Lady Moon and the Eclipse are from Hudson.
Yeah, shout out to her and her brother Young Paris, Rock Nation. You know? So what you think about that song?
It's pretty cool, you know. It coming from a place, you know, and like near us, you know, that kind of like we can reference that and take some of what they're saying and interpret that and kind of take that as a message and on how to improve, you know, like things like recycling and like trash, like even around like places like Hoppenose, like Main Street, places like that, you can just go around and do like a nice thing for like a neighbor, take out their garbage, you know, like pick up around the street and like just be helpful.
I agree. So, what's your thoughts? Introduce yourself, young brother.
Oh, yeah. My name is Shahi and I'm from Hudson.
He's from Hudson Clubhouse. We got a visitor over here visiting, repping with us, Catskill Clubhouse. You know, I'm Walter White once again, signing back on. And I'm here with Shahi from Hudson Clubhouse and
XXX Mr. Goodman slot. No, I'm kidding. XXX Mr. Goodman.
XXX. I thought it was XXX. No, tentacles.
No, that's somebody else. I'm XXX Mr. Goodman. My name is
XXX Mr. Goodman. Okay, XXX. That's a long name.
I know.
I'm just gonna call you X Goodman.
X Goodman, bro. Slot. I like that name.
So Shahi, tell us, man. Give us your feedback.
I think it was pretty cool and pretty sounding good, and that I even have a neighbor near my house. He walks around and he picks up like things like cigarette butts and trash. He just goes around and helps us out, like taking trash out.
Yeah, man, it's a start. Any little thing can help, man. Mm-hmm. We all here. This is a big planet, you know. Yeah.
Like even like just
takes people trash. Like him to, you know, influence people like, you know, us who don't see the problem until it's, you know, sometimes we don't see problems until, you know, we're educated on them. It's not that we don't want to be involved. You know, sometimes we just might not know. We just might be ignorant to it. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good thing. I like that song a lot. It relates, you know, to the ozone. And I heard about the ozone when I was in school a long time ago. And I really didn't know what it was. But, you know, I'm glad that y'all know now. Because when we were coming up, they didn't tell us anything about any of this. So, you know, like once again, like I've said before, it's up to you. It's up to y'all. It's up to all of us, but mostly y'all, you know. I'm putting all of this, the weight on you guys. I'm just joking. But, yeah, it was a strong song. It was a powerful message, and we need to start, you know, loving our planet. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure we're going to take a quick song break, and we're going to be listening to Earth by Lil Dicky.
One of my favorites. I love the earth.
What up, world? It's your boy, just one of the guys down here. Well, I could be more specific. I'm a human. And just wanted to, you know, for the sake of all of us earthlings out there, just wanted to say,
we love the earth, it is our planet. We love the earth, it is our home. We love the earth, it is our planet. We love the earth, it is our home.
Hi, I'm a baboon. Just less advanced than my is huge.
Hey, I'm a zebra. No one knows what I do, but I look pretty cool in my white or black.
I'm a lion cub, and I'm always getting licked.
Meow. How's it going? I'm a cow. You drink milk from a I'm a fat pig.
I'm a common fungus.
I'm a disgruntled skunk. Shoot you out my butt.
I'm a plant, I can get you done.
And I'm Kanye West.
We love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home. We love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home. We love the earth.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. We are the vultures, feed on the dead.
We're just some rhinos, f***ing stack.
I'm just a giraffe, what's with this neck?
Yeah. Hippity hop, I'm a kangaroo. How about there, up and down with you?
I'm an elephant, I got junk in my trunk.
Come on, clown!
I'm a squirrel looking for my next nut.
And I'm a pony, just a freak horse.
Yeah. But,
come on, get on!
Yeah!
Giddy up, let's ride!
I'm HPV.
Sleep all the time, so what? It's cute.
We love you, India.
We love you, Africa.
We love the Chinese.
We forgive you, Germany. Earth,
it is our planet.
It's our planet.
We love the earth.
We love the earth.
It is our home.
We love the earth.
cold and lay long and still don't know, don't know. I hope it's not a simulation. Huh. Give each other names like Ahmed and Pedro. And yeah, we like to wear clothes. Girls still look beautiful and it covers up our human. Eat a lot of tuna fish. But these days it's like we don't know how to act. All these shootings, pollution, we under attack on ourselves. Like, let's all just chill. Hey. Respect what we built. Hey. Like, look at the internet. It's cracking. It's hey. Fellas, don't you let it. Hey. And I heard women are better than a. So what we gotta stand for? What we gotta stand for?
Love. Perfect timing. That part, cringy.
Mm-hmm.
But great song, though. Great song. I like everybody who came along. And I didn't know so many people or so many artists felt this way. And some of the artists that's on the song surprised me that they actually took their time out to care about this type of thing and issue.
Plus an actor.
And it was a fun way to tell people to, you know, wake up and love your planet and clean up. And, you know, what do you guys think?
I,